Maggie, Marlena, we are now back in order. Time for public comments again. So, Mr. Recorder, we have public comments at the end over there.
And I have 12:30, so public comments may go to 12:45 or later.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for all coming back. I think almost everybody showed up again. I want to do a couple of suggestions. One of them is that it's important to remember that we need to increase listenership. We also need to increase the loyalty to the station. And before, the volunteer room was a very good place to do that. But we do need to have people come back. And you know, that's an important thing. The suggestion about the food is always a good thing, because if you advertise that on the air, people may come back. Second of all, I think we need to think about ways of having people advertise free for us. And if we make up a sign and you can post it on your front lawn, or you can put on your bumper sticker, "Listen to KPFK for the truth," or something, a fancy, wonderful, catchy phrase, wearing our KPFK t-shirts and hats and bags, that all helps. And basically, you have to just tell people about it. When I'm at the gas station and I see somebody who looks friendly and who looks like they might be more on our side than not, I'll go up to them and tell them, "Do you know about KPFK?" And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So we have to encourage within our own circles and further out work, etc., to listen to the station. So thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello. Yesterday I went to SB 562 single payer healthcare speaker training with Liz, and they are handing out this kind of a signs, window signs. Yeah, you guys are more than welcome to take one piece or two. There are two different ones. One, it says healthcare for 99%, just like the station. And then the other one is guaranteed healthcare for all California. So if you want, you can, yeah, you can take it home. I'll leave it at this table afterwards.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I also thank you for coming back after the break. There was a question about the board responding to public comment. In earlier boards, we did have an element in the agenda that the public would ask questions directly for the GM to answer, and we had another section where the public would ask questions for the directors to answer, you know, as a group later. So it has happened in the past where specific responses by the board to the public was allowed, but generally Grace was right. People speak and then there's no comment. I want to thank the people who made this meeting possible at a new location. I thank you for doing using your spare time to do something for all of us. I'd like to respond to your concerns, Lance. There is a tradition of people in Pacifica on the boards requesting meetings around the city for the reasons they gave here, for more demographic inclusion. And that's probably slowed down because of, we've had less of that because we've had the Peace Center, right? But we had successful and very rowdy meetings at some of these other places. We used to meet at a union hall on Robertson. We used to meet at a church where we even had a protest by one of the board members that got heated. And we've had well-attended, we had a candidate forum at the Southern California Library for Social Research, which is on Vermont or on Western? South Vermont.
Vermont.
Right. So just to let you know, I don't think people are moving around to disempower people. It takes time for a venue to become popular with the public. So that's how I see that issue.
That's 2 minutes, but we don't have.
Okay. Yes, the program evaluation criteria wars. I've seen many motions. People have tried to define the criteria. It's a hell of a thing to do.
Solution, John.
I'm going to shut my mouth on that one. I'm always saying that. Oh, well, to address you, you said we have a situation where the program director can put anyone on the air or take anyone off the air. I agree with that system. I don't believe in programming by committee. I believe in recommendation by committee, absolutely, all the way. But I'm kind of old-fashioned. I believed in single-focused responsibility. So I think having one GM, hire and fire. Programming, on the air, off the air. Controller, you're paid, you're not paid, you know. So committees, disperse responsibility. I like there to be one person in charge to say, he put it on, talk to. So it's a management thing. So programming by committee, that's the way I see it, Steve. We may have a disagreement on that, and that's just the way it is. And we need new programs. I think most of our programs have been on 10 to 20 years. We need a lot of brand new programs. We need to churn over, you know. We just need new programs. Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot to say a few things. With the SB 562, from the speaker training yesterday, afterwards we talked with the nurses and then the speakers. They are saying that if KPFK are willing to host some sort of a town hall meeting for public, doing kind of outreach, joint outreach effort. They are willing to bring food. They are willing to bring people, and we can have panel discussions about the single-payer healthcare. What happened was most recently on social media, KPCC actually did an interview about this single-payer healthcare, and then the HealthyCalifornia.org, which is the nurses' nonprofit union, they are the one that's running this campaign. They start blasting to their supporters, and they are very happy that the media is paying attention. So I feel like KPFK needs to step up, not necessarily competing with the KPCC, but I feel like in the activist community, which we are all tied into, we can really get more new listeners through this kind of outreach effort. So thank you again. Let me speak.
Any other public comments?
Yeah. Hi, thank you. Okay, just going back, I know we already talked about this before, but just right now the situation where we have to go out and move the cars, you know, that's really a pain, you know, because there's not, even if you go out and move your car, there's no guarantee that there's a place to actually park, you know, so nobody wants to get tickets. And then the other point is when meetings are at a different location from the Peace Center, it would be nice if somebody would post that, because in the past we've had people who actually show up at the Peace Center and there's you know, they don't know exactly where to go. So that happened when we went to the mosque that other time. Some people found out at the last minute that the meeting was at the mosque. And then the other thing, going back to programming, I think, you know, the programming a lot of the music that takes place in the middle of the night on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I mean, I think it could be better used for at the very least, progressive music, you know, and that's my opinion, you know, and I don't know who came up with some of this music. It's just like they take five notes and they play them over and over and over, and that's called music. I mean, it's really, it would be much better, I think, you know, as far as the programming, to use something a little bit more insightful. And then the fourth thing I wanted to say is that I've gone to several, not necessarily demonstrations, but events. We went to the Oaxaca. It was a huge guelaguetza, and there was not one KPFK table at all, you know. So I think it's really important to get the people involved, you know, and that goes for all our demonstrations, you know, all the demonstrations that take place. There should be somebody out there, and, you know, everyone wear their T-shirt, their hats, everything, you know, and actually have someone so that people can come out, because the people's feelings are there as far as being, you know, for progressive causes, but we're not out there actually where they know where to go and where to listen for more information. And so many times I'll tell people about KPFK, and they'll say, oh, I listen to NPR. But NPR isn't KPFK. So anyway, that's my opinion. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I wanted to point out that I did not hear any ads or announcements for this meeting on air. I may just not have been listening at the right time, but I think it's very important that a lot of these meetings and things that go on be announced more often on the air. So maybe each programmer is required to give up a minute or two so that these things can be put on the air. It's very, very important. Second, I want to point out that when we had Leslie Radford as the manager, we had the School of Public Broadcasting, and I think that the board needs to move forward to speaking to the manager, getting a permanent manager, so that we can look forward as to doing the School of Public Broadcasting once again and bringing some of those people back, because they were trained and they've all disappeared. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay, I believe we have a couple of comments or announcements from board members. Maggie, you had your hand up. Barbara, you had said that you wanted to talk about something. Let's go, Barbara and Maggie.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And then over here.
I think we were going to defer. It was just around the town hall. And
we'll, you want to wait until next meeting to make that announcement,
yes.
Maggie?
I just wanted to mention about being out in the public and tabling and that sort of thing, and you know, a lot of that work and organization has been put on me because we don't have a volunteer coordinator. So maybe since Marlena is now stepping up, she'll be able to help coordinate. But we're all over town. But, you know, I'm only one person. Mansoor is really the only other person that stepped up to table at the Skirball. We were just at, he did La Plaza for the Salsa Festival with Son Mayor, and Dolores Huerta was there. It was Mansoor, the only one that, you know, to table and to have a presence there. Kathy Diaz from Canto Tropical showed up. We need people at Grant's Performances, which is a wonderful, you know, incredibly multicultural events, you know, that go throughout the summer into September. Also at the Levitt, MacArthur Park, and, you know, there's thousands and thousands of people there. Our Gobo is up downtown at Grand Performances, where people can see it off the freeway. Giant KPFK logo. It's called a Gobo because it's, you know, up on the building. So it's a, you can see it from all over, you know. So downtown Los Angeles, called Grand Performances, California Plaza. And I have a multitude of other events coming up where we have the ability to table, but I'm one person, and I have Marlena now, so if anybody wants to help table at events,
I think you should ask the LSB particularly.
You know,
we should be out there helping.
Yeah, but it's good just to not, you know, try to indoctrinate people, right, either. You know, that's what I've noticed with some LSB members. When you had events, you just, you know, tell them a little bit about KPFK, and you give them information or, you know, flyers for things. And I do raffles at these events that make a lot of money. So we always have to make sure that someone like an LSB member is there so they can oversee the exchange of money. So I'm doing a lot, but if people want to help with outreach and tabling at events, just shoot me an email. Thank you.
Real quickly, just I'm going to give the report from the General Manager Search Committee. But I want to say that whether it's these meetings here or changes in programming or just the station itself, we really do have to find ways to promote more on the air, because we have this huge footprint in Southern California, and off the air. If we change a show, we don't really tell people about it that good. I've personally lost shows that I listened to because they got switched and there wasn't enough promotion to tell me where it went. You know, that's it. But that would get a lot more people into these meetings too, wherever we are. Now, the KPFK GM Search Committee report: we have received over 240 applications and have nearly completed our first pass of evaluations. We are still accepting applications, of course. Moving forward, we will review the candidates that make it past the first pass. We continue to run ads in numerous locations around the country and online, ZipRecruiter, LinkedIn, Current, Indeed, Pacifica Sites, just to name a few, and we're running carts on the air in English and Spanish.
Thank you, Jonathan. So I wanted to say, I know I'm not supposed to respond, but KPFK has been covering single-payer health care for decades, and KPCC just, I mean, Lila Garrett had Michael Leidy on, Lila Garrett had Maureen Cruz on. She's been covering it all the time. They're excited about KPCC because that's a bigger listenership, so now they feel like they made the big time. But certainly KPFK was involved with single-payer health care way before KPCC even knew what it was. Mansoor and I were at a very interesting meeting yesterday. It's a group called Refuse Fascism. The people who are the originators actually are involved with KPFK, Michael Slate, Bob Avakian. We're trying to soft-pedal the RPC involvement in it, but there's going to be a big national strike on November 4th. So I would all put that in your calendar so you don't make any plans for that day. And their wish is to have it grow into a general strike that goes on and on until Trump and Pence are gone. They want to drive them out of office. I don't know how that's going to go, but I think that we can certainly make a big presence on November 4th and show the government that we don't approve of fascism. You could go to their site. You can find their literature. I'm going to be trying to bring the Democratic Party in as much as I can and other organizations. If you are a member of any organization that you think would be supportive of this cause, please let me know, because that's the committee I'm on. So, I mean, environmental groups, women's groups, immigrant groups especially should be interested in this. So if you can get with me and we can, and all the people at that meeting, there were at least 100 of them. I don't think there was one person there who didn't know to listen to KPFK. And that when KPFK was mentioned, they were all, oh yeah, well, of course. So
the cause
is to right now the first ask is to drive Trump and Pence from office.
They want to drive Trump from office.
Yeah, well, Refuse Fascism. You could go on their website. They have a Refuse Fascism website, and you can get all their. I didn't want to bring up their printed stuff because it wasn't union printed. I explained to them they have to go to union print, so I'm going to be getting some union bugs on some printing stuff and take it. But I'll have it. I'll try to bring it next month if you think I need to. Okay, Ben.
I was going to add to what Maggie was saying, that when we tabled it, a lot of people show up, and two segments. It's one that they know KPFK supporters and all this, and the other ones that they knew it's what's going on. So we do, like even yesterday, there were two new youngsters. They just came to Los Angeles in April, and they don't know anything about KPFK, and they are they have some expertise that KPFK could use. So I did ask them to meet with them and bring them to the station and introduce them to general manager for their expertise, which would be a beneficial to KPFK. And we do reach out to a whole lot of people. All the tablings that we have done at the Skirball, at the Dolores Huerta, and here and there that I'm part of it. So
the book fair, the LA Times book fair was huge mm-hmm. outreach.
Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned. See you next month, same time, same location.